Conversation.
Welcome to Conversation Nation. With me today is Michael.
Hey.
Gabe.
Back again.
Yeah, you are. And Blake.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm fucking back.
And Blaze with two Z's.
Mm. All right, so our conversation... Blaze, come on. Let's do this.
I'm doing it, dude.
So topic today. From our Conversation Nation podcast email that I emailed myself...
Wow, okay, start over.
No.
No.
I'm desperate for emails. I just sent an email to myself. Anyway,
did you actually send emails
to
yourself?
No, fuck, dude, I'm not an idiot.
I mean, you're close, but...
I sent it, you know, you can send emails to yourself, that's kind of what I did. So,
I didn't do it,
but in this scenario where I'm, like, just saying it, I emailed myself from the same email that I'm sending it to. So just, like, came back to me. Right. Like a boomerang. Okay, so...
Like a boomerang.
Anyway, the topic of conversation is... If in life Pokemon was real... God forbid Pokemon was real, what Pokemon would you have with you always?
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Someone that knows cut because fucking trees are completely impassable. So
no,
I need cut. I need fly so I can just go to like Australia.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
and then I need a
Lugia. I need all the way.
Yeah,
Lugia has
true.
All of those.
So the thing is, we're gonna have three, and I'll tell you my three. You can have one legendary. So Lugia.
I don't remember Pokemon that much.
Okay, well you can. Oh, if it seems like a rare Pokemon, like. Higher evolution Pokemon than...
Blastoise, Charizard, Venusaur, ultimate combo.
No. Terrible combo.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because I have Cut, Surf, and Fly in there.
Oh, what? Fire. But you really want to cut trees?
If they're completely impassable like they are in Pokemon.
Dude, they're not.
Well, they're not in like the 18th generation now, but Generation 1, dude.
No, they still have Cut. They still have Cut. It's fucking
ridiculous.
It's
still an awful move in combat.
Yeah,
it's just stupid.
If they're gonna have this,
I always catch a random Pokemon.
I feel like,
if
a Pokemon, like, it shouldn't cover a moveslot. It should just be cut, as that Pokemon can cut a tree, or that Pokemon can fly. It shouldn't be, oh, you have to get this Pokemon fly, or surf, or whatever. It's kind of just gay.
He, like, flies naturally, and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna teach you fly, which you already know how to do.
Anyway, so my choices was, I'd want a little Eevee. So he could be in my bed and, like, cuddle with me. Like,
wow, okay.
Like a dog. Like, Eevee is
right,
fucking
no
adorable.
No practical use, but okay, I get it.
No, and then I'll evolve him into a Sylveon, because that Pokemon
which
is fucking...
See,
so
I'm
fairly, it's the new
one.
Eevee
see,
evolution.
Oh, damn.
I like the
it's
old
so adorable.
Ones are so much better.
Yeah,
honestly.
The fucking,
so
like,
adorable.
Lightning one, the fucking... Whatever.
Fire
Jolteon, Flareon, freaking Espeon.
Umbreon. Espeon was his fucking
Vaporeon.
Second generation.
Vaporeon could come in a close second. But I would then want a Mudkip.
No, dude, I want Suicune for sure. Suicune's
you
my
have...
fucking favorite.
Really?
That's your legendary.
I love fucking Suicune. He's the best, dude.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, I thought Entei was, like, the main one out of them.
No, fucking Entei.
He's a bitch.
Like,
yeah, especially if you saw that
movie
about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking movie.
Fucking Suicune, dude. Just like this badass fucking, like, blue fucking giant dog.
Well, I was thinking, okay, so I...
Or Articuno.
We're spending too much...
Oh, damn it. Oh, there's so many badass Pokemon.
All right.
Anivia?
So I'm going to choose Eevee, Mudkip, and then Latias. Because Latias is dope.
Latios is more dope.
No, whoa, whoa. Boom.
Blue bird instead of red. Done.
No, dude. The red one's more adorable.
I think the red one's better.
That's what I fucking thought.
Well,
that's right.
You're still wrong, so it doesn't matter.
That's all right, but you're still wrong. No one's entitled to their opinion here. Weird.
False.
Anyway, Mike, what's up with you? Who did you choose? The reason I picked Eevee was just because I'd love that Eevee to follow me around everywhere. Like,
I know what you're saying.
Like,
so you can ride fucking Suicune around.
I'll get freaking Ditto, so I can have
dude, I got lots of
shit.
I got Ditto, every single Pokemon.
Oh, dude, I wasn't even
Holy
thinking
shit.
About Ditto.
So screw all you guys.
Ditto would be fucking crazy.
I got Ditto.
He could turn into...
Yeah, have you ever seen... Articuno.
Did you ever see that one episode where he turns into a cannon and starts shooting shit?
Yeah.
That's fucking... Like, he can turn into anything.
Like, fucking Ditto, he's
incredible. I got Ditto.
He's incredible.
Freaking Ditto.
I call him Mewtwo because he's fucking, like, insane.
Yeah.
Lugia.
You want him because he's insane?
Like, insanely powerful.
Oh, okay. I thought he is kind of insane, though. Like, he, like, beat all the Pokemon and, like...
He can talk.
It's true, he can talk. See, would
but
you...
But Mew is also adorable.
And Mew is amazing.
Mew, holy shit. That Pokemon knows every single move ever.
Yeah.
So it can fly you around and shit and surf.
Damn, that's it, Mew. That's it. That's all I need, dude.
Ditto.
Mew and Ditto. That's my combo.
Ah, oh, that would be
first
so...
of all,
did you know...
I call Ditto.
Ditto is like a failed Mewtwo. Did you know that?
Really? Really? Is he, like, artificial?
Yeah.
Like,
so
he's not like a real Pokemon.
Like, Mew and Ditto share the same weight, height, and like, Mew is the only.
So Ditto's
Mew
huge.
Is the only.
But Ditto's a huge fucking.
No, Mew, thing. Not Mewtwo. Mew is small.
Mew is small.
Yeah, Mew's small.
Like,
Mew's like.
He's like a little adorable.
He's like, yeah, he's like a little mouse.
Yeah.
Freaking Pikachu.
And
he's like the size of your head.
Mew's the only other Pokemon that knows Transform. That's Ditto's move, Transform.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Well, yeah, Ditto's a fucking good choice.
Yeah. Ditto. I could have a freaking Eevee whenever I want.
Yeah, but it's gonna have those weird dot eyes. You don't want that shit.
That's fine, dude. I don't
That's
have to look
fine.
At it. Just put a bag over his head. It's like,
no.
No,
dude, you're
that joke.
Alright, what? Who else do you think?
I mean, Ditto's a good choice. Ditto would probably be one slot.
I know. God, I already made my bet on this. Because I like Mudkip, and I would want Mudkip and Eevee just chill with me all the time.
Like, no.
Shut up! You don't like Mudkip? What's wrong with you?
Dude, he's gonna evolve and he's gonna become
like,
ugly.
No. He's never evolving. I'll give him a...
You know who's like one of the most badass Pokemon?
Charizard.
War Turtle?
War Turtle is pretty sick.
Dude,
he's got the glasses.
He is fucking
yeah.
Badass.
Yeah.
I'm badass. No, Blastoise does have fucking cannons on his back, so...
I know.
Mean,
no,
it always
looks okay.
So, you know...
I know.
Notice, like, sometimes he doesn't have his cannons, and sometimes he does? What the...
It's retractable, dude.
It's retractable. That's fucking
that's
weird.
That's another thing of how badass Blastoise is.
Yeah, no, Blastoise is badass.
Wait, so if Ditto is, like, this big, and he transforms, does he become, like, a gigantic fucking,
mm-hmm.
like, Blastoise? Oh, that's dope as fuck. Like a mini version of Blastoise that shoots.
Yeah, oh, mini Blastoise right here.
I guess he could be any size he wanted to. He could be like a huge ass Blastoise. Or he could be a plane too. Ditto was such a fucking great choice. I can't believe
Gengar,
it.
Gengar is pretty
Gengar.
Badass too.
I don't know.
I
wouldn't want like Gengar sleeping next to me.
Alright, most worthless Pokemon. Go.
Oh,
Magikarp.
Vanillite.
Rattata, Geodude.
Magikarp.
Rattata.
Rattata.
Magikarp can't do shit.
Rattata. Yeah, but Magikarp turned into a fucking Gyarados.
Yeah, how? Dude, he can't do shit.
Forever.
You're gonna have to throw Magikarp out in battle and then, like, come back and then, like, throw another Pokemon.
It's fucking worth it. You know how badass Gyarados is?
No.
I don't think you remember that.
No, you just catch a Magikarp that's already above the Gyarados evolution level.
Yeah, but how did he evolve?
No, but then.
See? It just goes world.
The only thing with that is that it's not as strong. Because, like, if you level up, they're stronger than if you just catch them at 20.
Oh, okay.
What?
It's true.
No.
Yes, dude.
It's true.
I'm sure it is.
That's how it was, dude.
EVs.
Okay, whatever.
Fucking
Pokemon
noobs.
Master right
noobs, dude. What are they,
shit,
what are they doing? This,
I know.
This,
we actually
this generation
play...
of Pokemon players, dude, they don't even know what they're talking
they
about.
They don't.
I just love Pokemon. Yeah. What about... So, did you decide you're going to have all three of the starters at their full evolution?
No. I'm going to have Ditto, Mew...
Wow.
And,
way to take my pick.
Fuck you. Ditto, Mew, and maybe Blastoise, because he was my main. My nigga. When I was like 5. So.
Dude, Pikachu, dude. I had Pikachu everywhere. That was my nigga when I was 5.
Raichu, dude. Raichu's a shit.
No.
Raichu's the fucking, like, bitch-ass cousin of Pikachu.
Yeah,
just a dick.
That's
all
Raichu's
a
shit, dude.
He's a dick.
Yeah, dude. Like, do you remember that? And he went to like the first like gym, and
exactly.
He had a Raichu, and he was like, "Oh, it's like, oh, I have a Raichu. You're fucking Pikachu is a piece of shit." Because
what a powerful episode that was
who
too.
Who wins?
Pikachu.
The second battle though. The first
yeah,
battle.
The first
was
yeah.
Awesome.
I got a shit tossed.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
it
tired.
It.
And then Nurse Joy came in and was like, "It's time with the thunderstorm in a box." And just like it could have happened.
But he did.
It's a good thing he didn't, because Raichu sucks.
Yeah, he does. Not in the game, he doesn't.
He sucks.
Right,
he's not really good.
when I play.
And neither is Pikachu for that matter.
No, yeah.
I kind of want Zapdos, though, because Zapdos is pretty badass, too. Damn, all the birds are fucking badass as shit.
Really? I don't like the Moltres that much.
You like Moltres, dude? It's a fucking lava bird.
I don't like Moltres.
It's so awesome.
I thought you were, like, saying...
Like
Mudkip is a water Pokemon.
Mudkip. He has
state
mud in his name.
Facts to
He's
me.
He's automatically not cute if he has fucking mud in his name.
No fucking way. He's fucking rolling around mud. He's fucking adorable.
And like nasty as shit. Like, damn, we're going to have to clean up this fucking Pokemon.
I would give him a bath.
He's
going to
take so much of my time. Wow. How impractical this is. I should have done
Ditto. Just water gun up and just have it like...
Yeah, dude. Him. Exactly. I can take him on camping trips and he can give me a shower.
So you can like go into mud and then just drain all the water out and then shower you.
No, your dog probably has seen you naked. What's
I don't have a
deal?
Dog. I don't know.
Oh.
Pokemon are smarter than dogs, aren't they? Like, they can understand people. Like, I don't know.
Dogs can talk to a Pokemon kid, so.
What?
You're right.
In what universe can dogs talk?
Have you not seen that husky saying I love you?
Oh,
are you fucking kidding me, Luke? Holy shit.
I guess you're right. But still.
Have you not fucking seen that?
I've...
Kill yourself.
I've seen the cat talk.
No, the cats are pussies.
I don't like cats.
I don't like cats either. Dogs for life. I just don't get it. Like, why would you want an animal that is so goddamn lazy?
A cat is actually like, they're like chill until you piss them off.
Cats are chill as fuck.
Like, no, yeah. They're annoying as fuck.
I don't know.
Animal allergic to them, so.
Well, that's
that's why they're fucking.
I mean, cats are just chill. They're like,
I kind of like cats, but like, my fucking, like, aunt and uncle have this, like, yellow lab, who's just, like, the best fucking dog, like, I've ever, like, seen. Like, he's so, like, loyal, and, like, he's like, super well-trained, and, like, he doesn't even, he's like oh my god, dude. Like, you're like, oh, fucking, say that, go do this shit. He's like, oh, hell yes. Like,
I'll go do that.
Like, it doesn't matter, like, what you want to do, he'd be like, hell fucking yes, and, like, go do it. And then, like, they have this, So I did a cottage in Michigan, right?
Is
so
that the dog right there?
Like, this one. Yeah, and he, like, overlooks, like, this lake. It's a pretty big lake. And so, like, their house is, like, built up, like, on a hill type thing. So it's, like, a billion fucking steps to go down to the lake, right? And so, like, we had, like, this, like, toy that was, like, a ball and a rope pretty much. And so, like, Sandy would, like, come up and, like, he'd be like, oh, fuck, look at this, look what I got. And he'd be like, oh, shit. And then he'd throw it from the house into the lake. And Sandy would run all the way down the dock, like, jump in the water, get it. Come all the way back up, and I give it to you. Like, let's go again. And I was like, "Oh my god, I want this dog. It's so fucking dope." Like, he was just doing.
That's how my dog is. It's obsessed with anything circular. Like,
that's so awesome.
Grabs it, puts it in front of you. Like, let's go play.
And fucking like can beat me in a swim race. Like, holy shit, this dog is fast. Like,
dogs like they swim so weird. like, it's seriously.
Yeah, it's such an awkward thing. And I was like, and I was like fucking swimming my ass off.
That's like,
you were
like,
wow, okay,
swim.
I can't fucking, like, simulate swimming in air. Alright, it's fucking hard.
Do you guys know how to swim?
Yeah. I know how to swim, but I can't, like, swim with my hands and feet at the same time, because I'll be
kicking. I can't swim with my hands and feet at the same time.
Dude, what, okay, like, I'll be kicking.
And you won't move your arms?
Yeah, okay, no. If I...
Holy crap. Lacey's dying.
Dude. That wasn't that funny. But
it's
I just think
like,
it's so
laughing.
Fucking hilarious.
It's because he's laughing. I'm like, oh my god.
He's like,
oh my god.
You can't paddle your feet, your ass is just.
Oh. I'm not even going to see the demonstration. Like, I start with my hands.
Oh god.
And then my feet go like this, and then like cross over it. And I'm like kicking. It's like. Oh my god, no.
I can get that. I can't play the drums because, especially in Rock Band, where I like tap my feet and like I'm trying to do
god.
This, and then we'll like try to switch up and then I'll like bat my feet faster or some
Holy
shit.
Holy shit,
yeah.
Dude, that was fucking. Dude, he's crazy tearing up.
I think Blaze just had a stroke. Like, he just like
oh
he had a stroke while laughing at like a simple joke. He just kept going. He was like falling
dude,
over
that
the
was,
side.
That was so fucking funny. I just like got the image of my head of him like of him. Alright, this is dark, but I'm drowning and, like, trying to, like, switch off. like, oh, help, sorry. Like,
in simulate, like, both hands and feet.
Yeah, and he's, like, he's just,
time.
Like, trying in, like, the most awkward, like, motions ever. He's like, nah, I can swim. No problem. jumps in and is like, no, I can't do this.
I mean, I swim a mile a week, but it's with my hands only.
Damn, that's...
I've never been able to swim, like, a mile before.
Like, not in one, like, sitting.
Oh, okay, I was like, shit.
I've done half an hour straight, just laps. Just
really?
I've done a quarter for sure, or maybe a half before. Maybe. And that's still,
I know,
like,
I've done a half still, like, once, and yeah, it's terrible.
Fuck, dude, I just can't, like, go for that long.
So I go to the gym 3 times a week, and I just do a third of a mile.
Fuck,
at the end. So.
There's a gym here that has a pool in
it? Yeah.
Where?
The rec center?
Dude, yeah, but dude, it's a rec
open?
Center, dude.
The pool's open right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Is it already open?
Centers
are. The old pool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, like, no, not the Buffalo.
Yeah, no, that's.
See, I was like,
there's a
lot. I was like, fucking Buffalo.
So you know how there's the stairs that go up to the weight room? Instead of going up the stairs, go, okay, so, like, the hallway's like this, the stairs are right here, you go straight and then left, and then it takes you to the locker room, and you go through the locker room all the way to the end, and you come out at the
Yeah, I know what that is.
Bad podcast talk. All right, okay. Tell this, sorry.
Oh, right.
You're giving directions on the podcast, it's no good.
Terrible. Yeah, I know what that is, though.
Both of you!
All right,
sorry, I'm about to... I killed you.
Both of you!
Anyway,
you know what? I can't deal with this right now.
Have you guys...
Wow!
Have you guys been to, like gone out on lakes and, like, done, like, knee boarding and, like, ski? Have you guys done that? Because, like, see, personally, like, I spent 2 hours trying to either knee... Or board... What's it called?
Wakeboard.
Wakeboard and water ski. Oh, really?
Yeah, I
couldn't remember. It took me like 2 hours and I still couldn't fucking do it. That was like one of the worst
things.
Yeah,
I tried to wakeboard for like 2 weeks and like that's, I was like, for like hours a day and I could not wakeboard to save my fucking life. I could like, I could water ski, I could kneeboard, I could, you know, do all that bullshit, but like, you know, like, oh, here's a wakeboard. And I was just like, fuck, like I just could not like if you're starting like this and you have to have the rope like, and you're like, fuck, oh shit, I messed up, oh fuck, bring the boat around. And you're like,
bring the boat around.
It's like,
damn it.
It's like, yeah, and then it's like 5 minute fucking process to like
it is,
get the like whole
see,
rope back.
That's why I like tubing. Like I could do so one time.
Tubing's like
I love tubing.
No,
easy.
You haven't done hardcore tubing then.
Dude, I have. I got my fucking ass whooped, dude.
You sit like this. Like don't lay down on your stomach. You sit like this.
Dude, if you sit like that, you get fucked.
Yeah, dude, you're just like, boom.
No, like,
and then
like,
when you
hit, fucking, like, died.
When you hit a wave hard enough, you get launched.
Yeah.
You're like,
nice! I want to do that.
It's so much fun.
No, what I did is there's this really big tube, and I'd be at the end of it, and there were, like, little handles at the very end, and I'd just, like, grab them and, like, put my knees right by my hands and, like, kind of, like, turn it right.
Like, skip in the water?
Yeah, like, and so, like, I
just... Have jet skis? Jet skis are cool.
Jet skis are awesome. But, like, so my dad, he was on the jet ski, and he was pulling me. And so I, like, was, like, doing a little drift move where I, like, pulled up the left side while we were turning left. And
you spun.
And, no, I just hit this wave, and I go, pah! And then I was, like, in the air. I was, like, he said, and then, like, he said that he could see my feet touching the water as I was, like, flying through the air. Because I was still being pulled. So it was, like at least, like, 2 or 3 seconds, which is a long time when you're fucking tubing. I'm just, like, going across the water on my fucking feet. It was awesome. Tubing can be a lot of fun if you make it fun.
Yeah. You don't just sit there,
it
like...
It just got boring for me, dude. Like, you know, like, all you do is, like, hold on.
Have you gone, like, tubing down, like, white water?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
Doug,
I don't live here.
Oh, my bad, dude. You're gonna have to go now. It's pretty intense.
And
I haven't
expensive.
Been around here, but... I thought you meant white water rafting.
That's
yeah,
what
but with tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
We were going down once, and we named, like, you know, like, those, like, lake little pool boats kind of thing?
They're not meant
to put in a river. They're just, like, you just, like, sit on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We took one of those down a river.
Pontoon.
And it was, like,
pontoon.
It popped halfway through, and we were, like,
no, doesn't,
screwed.
Dude, so I went whitewater rafting one time, and this lady just kept naming all these things, and I just go... Those things, that's not the fucking name of this. You're just bullshitting me. I was just like, no, that's a George Washington fucking rock. And I was like, it took me, like, I believed her for so long. And she's like, yeah, that was a total lie. I was just fucking with you guys. I was like, God damn it. You're fucking lying to me.
Fucking,
that was not the lion head rock.
Fucking
didn't even look anything like her lion. And a cheetah.
Forehead.
Forehead.
Much less a lion head.
Lion head rock.
Fucking old ladies.
Freaking old ladies.
Well, no, she was like 23.
Oh,
you just said she was old.
Older than me.
God damn it.
At the time, I was a youngin. Like a child. So yes, someone of my age or older, like 24-ish. Yeah, I would say.
All right, don't try to match.
Okay. Blaze, I'm so sorry that I do this to you.
You failed.
Just, every day, I just...
There's some scissors over there. If you want to do us a favor.
And what?
Cut your hair. Holy shit.
Dude. You jump to conclusions.
Wow.
Way too quick.
Oh. I haven't seen
it. I was like, what's wrong with my hair? I'm wearing a hat right now.
Wait, take your hat off?
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah. Cut your hair, dude.
Honestly.
Do us a favor.
Yeah, my hair. He needs to cut his hair before I do.
I just got my hair cut.
What are you talking about?
Flow. That's like flow.
Yeah, my,
like,
okay.
You're straight flowing right now.
Before, when my hair is wet, it's like down to here.
And now?
No. Like before I got a cut.
And now?
Like, how do you even manage that? Like,
it doesn't. Because when it's dry, it's not down to my, like.
Do you wake up every morning and, like, have fucking calyx everywhere, though?
Well, I take a shower every morning.
Well, I'm just saying.
Nope. Can't do that. Too lazy.
But I'm just saying, like, I'll wake up and I'll have, like, calluses everywhere.
Oh, calluses?
Yeah, calluses. Like, calyx.
Yeah.
Calluses is on your hands. Whoops.
Calluses my hair.
Calluses are, like,
on your feet.
Really... Yeah, no, you can have a callus on. It's that you can have calluses on your bones.
You can have callus on your fucking dick, okay? We'll get over it.
Wow. How did you get one there?
Okay. Well.
Hardcore sex.
Next subject.
Okay.
I don't have another subject. This is it. We're all going down. Oh, we can talk about boats. Oh, no, we're going down. Oh, no.
Pokemon.
No, we're going down again.
Oh, shit, where's my phone?
No, we're going down. No conversations. The water's floor, Titanic. I don't know where we are.
He's doing his little swim. it doesn't work.
He's trying to come back up.
He's like swimming in 2 foot of water. He's just like,
Only my arms work, guys.
God, do you know what was fucking ridiculous about?
Dude, I would need like more of those like fucking moments where I just fucking like, cry.
Like, you just lose it. Like, so what the fuck just happened?
I didn't think it was possible for you to laugh that hard.
So
honestly.
Fucking funny.
You're just like one of those dudes that like.
Yeah, dude. You literally laugh at everything. It's good. It's a good thing because like. I don't laugh at even my jokes that I make. I think are pretty funny. I think it's because I'm dead inside. Like, I didn't laugh. I'm serious. I think I'm dead inside. I think it's
like, I would never expect you to say something like that.
I think I'm dead inside.
It's true. I guess I've just heard my jokes so many times, I'm just like, yep.
Cool.
But that's not really funny. Like, it's funny if you make a joke and you start fucking cracking
it's
up.
It's funny, like,
after
shit
it.
That I don't expect, or, like, shit that I think. I don't know. Yeah, like shit. Like I always like when people like say shit. I always like think of something different than everyone else. Thinks. Like, I guess I like just think like differently than people. Like, you guys, like none of you thought of like someone drowning trying to fuck. Like, okay, that's the first
he's
thing
drowning.
I thought of.
Like, yeah, like that was decently funny. Like he was making fun of himself, kind of like with his legs in his hands. But you just took it to a whole level. You're just like, oh my god, this would be fucking great.
If he drowned.
If he was drowning.
Like, this image of in your head, it just, like, popped. Like, you made, it's just, it. Comedy is, like, what you make of it. Like,
yeah, dude, that boom. Was, like, that was just a funny
deep conversation
deep.
Here.
Like, welcome to Deep Conversation Nation.
Comedy section is over.
All right, but, what was I going to say is, I used to date this girl that used to laugh at everything I said, and
yeah.
I just, like,
it gets
it.
Old.
I loved it.
Oh,
every
yeah. Well,
that,
okay.
That's one of the things I really liked about her. She just laughed at everything, so I felt so confident about my jokes. I'm like I'd say like something really
yes.
Bad.
This
yeah.
Is a fucking joke.
Yeah,
well,
this
like,
is a joke.
Suspicious.
Just nobody gets it but you.
It's like the worst joke ever.
No, pretty. She must have liked me so much that she just like laughed. She just like pitied me.
She
like
pitied you,
this loser. Terrible joke. Ha. Okay. Just like let it play off. But it was a good feeling to get laughed. Like your jokes mattered. It's
like
great. Like I would love to meet someone who would just laugh at everything I said.
I don't know. I usually laugh at stupid shit. So like,
no, Gabe.
No,
all right. No.
I try.
Just try all the shit you don't think is funny, like hit like that, and then you'll hit one randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have any sense of humor. You just laugh at random things hoping they're funny, like you just did. You're just waiting for that one moment. Like, oh, that was funny. Like, yeah, gosh. What? That was funny. Hey, guys.
I was like, that was the funniest fucking thing. I was laughing. Like, I could not control how hard I was laughing. Like, I looked, and like, you were looking at me, and then you were laughing harder.
Like, no,
you're the only reason I started laughing.
Your laugh was fucking contagious as shit. Like, I just couldn't handle myself.
You turned
myself.
Like really red too, and I just like, look at you. Holy crap. Yeah. Again, dude.
He's going down. Oh, okay. He's going down. The water's flowing.
His eyes are watering again.
That's what I'm saying, dude. See what I did? I made a joke while he was laughing, so I'd feel like he was laughing at my joke. I'm desperate.
I'm desperate.
Have you ever... I do this all the time where I, like, say something, like, I think is funny, and then someone else is laughing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I nailed
you're
that
laughing
joke.
At something else.
And then they were laughing at something else, like... I was like, yeah, that was pretty funny. He was like, what'd you say? I was like, damn it.
Like, no, fuck
so,
you, dude.
So in that
fuck
situation,
you.
I'm always like, ah, dude, like, I'm not going to ask you. I just know because then I don't have to ask that. I just, like, feel confident inside. I don't have to, like, get let down by that guy telling me, oh, no, I wasn't listening to you.
That's not what I was laughing at. I was see that guy? Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. He's like, this guy over here, he's much fucking funnier than you. Cool. Yeah.
I still feel like.
Sweet shirt, man. Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're finally becoming a Colorado.
I kind of just like felt like Colorado. All
right, let's hear it. So you've lived 3 months in Colorado so far. Maybe four. Who knows what date it is.
Something like that, yeah.
We're just rolling through these days.
Yeah.
What do you think of Colorado?
No, I haven't like seen much of it.
I know, but you understand. Like, does it feel like you're still in Kentucky kind of, or... He doesn't feel your
No, the
really
second he goes
out.
Outside, he knows he's not in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's
like,
he literally starts shivering the second
he
gets
misses
outside.
The moonshine and like.
Right. It's weird, like, being like. I like look outside and there's like a few trees. And like there's like trees on the mountains and shit, but like mm-hmm. other than that, it's like. Just like not that many. But like, I don't know. Like when I like walk outside, like even in like fucking like suburbs, it's like fucking trees like everywhere.
Like, in Colorado.
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird because I've
lived
in Colorado.
Like, the landscape's different. The air, like, tastes different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see it's like...
And now we'll ask Michael the same question because...
Oh, yeah, where are you from?
He's California. From California. Have you lived in Colorado before? I don't really know.
No.
No, so you just went here on a whim or did you visit or...
No, I visited. I have family who lives 20 minutes south.
Oh, where at?
In Longmont.
Okay.
So, I've been here 4, 5, 6 times before.
Okay, so you kind of like... It's interesting, a lot of California kids actually like Colorado. I don't know, what is it like the same thing? Like,
I don't think it's... Well, I don't know.
Is it the same feeling
like,
you get
what
here?
Brought you here?
The mountains?
The mountains.
I don't have any...
Do you say mountains or mountains?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mountains. I had a conversation with this one. She said, do you say mountains or mountains?
Yeah, you had a
conversation
with me.
No, it's I guess.
This is a pretty girl in his head, okay? Leave him. He had to let it out that he's talking to pretty girls.
Dude, my bad.
Secret.
I didn't even hear the pretty girl part, but.
I said this girl. I didn't even say pretty girl, but.
Well, she was. And
she was, actually. Okay. Like, and then I woke
Who's
up.
Who really is asking about that shit anyway? Like, it's either pretty girls or. No ugly girls ask about fucking problems. Come on.
You don't talk about that with ugly girls.
But yeah, like, I kind of, being in Colorado my whole life, I don't know where you've been. I've been in the same city my whole life.
I lived in California for a year.
Okay.
Junction.
I don't like it.
Mexico? Yeah, well, I lived there for like a year. Once.
You lived in Mexico?
For a year.
Yeah.
Huh. What year?
What year? Yeah, what year?
It was like, I was like 5.
Hmm. That's interesting, because, like, I would never see that out of you.
Huh.
You know what we need?
Mexico's such a shitty
place. We need a fucking person with an accent to come on the podcast, because then we could just get more popular from his accent.
Like, good night, mate.
My bad, dude. I don't have a fucking southern accent.
I could just, like, create a fake character and, like, talk to myself. Like, oh,
Conversation Nation. Hi, I'm Luke, here with...
Luke! Hey, what's up,
everyone? I'm Luke. From down under.
That's actually not...
Throwing that shrimp on the barbie.
That is not a fucking bad accent. But
that's terrible. That's terrible.
That, no, I would believe that. I would believe it. It's
yeah,
believable.
You would. Like, you ever talked to an Australian before?
I guess. That's just like the stereotype for
like,
Australia.
Like, oh, Bobby!
You said shrimp on the Barbie! Yeah. Hey, you're Australian.
That's Jamaican.
I don't even know what that was. It just happened.
It was like half Australian.
Anytime you talk to Nathaniel, you gotta call him, say it in a Jamaican accent. Be like, hey, Nathaniel, man.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Yeah, you can do a Canadian, Minnesota type.
Oh, don't you know? Okie doke. Hey, here we go. Hey, let's go to the lake.
What? I've been to Canada.
Oh, this is more of a Minnesota accent.
All right. East Canada.
All right.
I've only been to BC. Yeah. Oh, Vancouver? Come on. Is that Vancouver over there?
That's West.
Oh. Yeah,
what's over there?
Vancouver, yeah, Vancouver's there.
Okay.
Vancouver and
West.
No, we're talking about BC.
British Columbia,
okay,
dude.
No, I'm done. That's the extent of my Canada knowledge.
Yeah. I know they say A. They like maple syrup.
maple syrup.
No, but
they have maple syrup shops there.
I have cousins from Minnesota, so I kind of like hear their accent. And I kind of like.
All right,
copy it.
I'm under pressure, but I could maybe do it. You'll probably think I'm bad.
Under pressure.
All right. And with us today is Cole. Oh, don't you know? Hey, let's go to the lake. Ah, damn it. I fucked up.
Let's go to the lake, Mike.
Hey, let's go to the lake.
I can't do accents. My friend Austin, he will randomly, he'll just be talking, and he'll just pick up an accent, and he doesn't, like, control it. He just does it.
Well, it's, I kind of get that, because when I, like, if I, like, go somewhere and they're talking about a brand new word I've never heard of, I'm, of course, going to say it like them.
No. Like, we'll be, like, in his garage working on bikes, and then all of a sudden he'll just be talking, like, a German accent. It's like, what? And he's, one of our friends is British, and one time he started talking in a British accent.
I hate British.
Okay, but here's the real question. Do we have an accent, or do other...
No, we have an accent. So everyone has an accent.
Well, I think
this is a Midwest accent, dude. And this is, like, the most common fucking, like, accent. Like,
most
of,
common
of
accent.
English, I think.
If it's the most common, then it's not the... Yeah, we're the majority. So
I'm pretty sure
common.
The Midwest accent is
like,
the most common.
I feel like we have all the same accent, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm from fucking Kentucky. You're from California. That's a big fucking swath of area. And, like, everyone... It's not. It doesn't grow up in like fucking.
No, I'm
the
only
sticks.
Like has Boston has a like massive.
The entire East Coast.
Yeah,
and
not like the majority of people. Like some people do.
There's just East.
I would say.
What is
like?
What is,
what's that one dude? That one dude's from fucking like Massachusetts, and he doesn't have an accent.
Yeah, he doesn't have an accent. See,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he does.
Not really.
No, it isn't.
I didn't notice it. I feel like generally all our accents
he
are
calls
much
everybody
the same.
Dude, even girls.
I know
yeah,
he doesn't do
dude?
That. He's like,
I was like, what?
No, but to finish what I'm saying is,
yeah, I was like,
are we talking plain? Because, or is it just like, do other people see themselves as plain, and then other people like,
other people don't realize their own accents.
I know.
Normal.
It's just weird to me. I don't know.
I think the Midwest accent is the normal accent.
I don't.
I'm
there's no
confident.
Florida accent, is there?
No. It's this.
Well, maybe it's just because you have LA and Hollywood and they make movies and everybody there has this accent. And then they bring it out into the world and then. Well, you don't think so?
I think I could be you can hear, like, actors' accents.
But, like.
Because sometimes they're told to, like, do an accent. Because that's part of
it. Yeah, but we're talking about, like, mainstream, like, media type.
Yeah, like.
No, yeah,
You got all the talk show hosts and the TV guys. Like, they're talking in their own. They're not actors, but, like comedy shows and, like.
All right.
There's tons of people who
when Adele sings, she doesn't sound like she has a British accent, does she?
She's British.
Singing
exactly.
Singing's
well, I'm out of it.
Like
singing's different though.
But singing to me feels more this kind of accent. You know, is it? Maybe music is an accent in itself.
Oh shit!
Mind blown.
I feel nothing.
What's up?
I stuck this cord board here for no reason. I just wanted to see if it would stay up. It has. So there's that.
You're missing. You're missing that
guys, yeah. The wall, really? Is that all we can talk about?
Oh, I should probably do this.
What? We're going to take
a shot. Can Blastoise go into his shell?
Yeah, I think so. He's a turtle.
Really? Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Actually,
wait, like doesn't he do that, like,
yeah, he does it soon.
Oh, okay.
So he, like, goes in and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like Blastoise right now, like,
dude, you're like Blastoise right now.
Oh, yeah? Dude.
Yeah.
Blew my mind just now with what he just did. He's just like...
Are there shiny Megas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's sick. I'm going to trade my Venusaur. He's going to be Mega Venusaur. And my Mega Charizard.
It's already I told you, black. Like, he might not be able to go because he's a fake Pokemon.
Fake.
Yeah.
Did you send it from...
Like, I don't think it can send to that online storage because I think they check for fake Pokemon is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, guys. I don't have. I'm drawing blanks here. We talked about a little bit of accents.
Shoot.
Thank you.
That was terrible.
Shut up. You're dead inside.
Okay, getting better. What else you got?
What is that? Okay.
Shut up.
Should edit on that. Shut up. You're dead inside. It's gone.
Done. Oh, I just finished the podcast.
And then it's like a cliffhanger. Like, oh shit, did he go ape shit? Did he kill everyone?
Did he?
Find out the next episode.
Last night I was watching. Last night I was watching this kid play Pokemon on Twitch, Twitch TV, and one of the kids in the other room was actually talking to him while he was doing this stream, and he started fucking sucking in Pokemon. And so I just started going, "Yo, you fucking suck, kid. You're nothing. You're a goddamn guy." Punches his monitor, like in anger of me yelling at him through this kid's mic. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
What the fuck is this?
He should have recorded that, dude.
No, he did. Like, oh, like who the fuck does that? Have you ever broken anything in anger?
DJ.
Yeah. What?
Multiple controllers. Have you not seen this?
Huh.
They were playing.
Who's DJ?
DJ's the big, huge fucking...
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Anyway, he's next to Joey's room.
Or...
Who's Joey?
Just let it happen. Just let it happen.
Upside down freaking push-ups.
Oh, that dude. Okay.
Yes, thank you. All right, good. All
right. They're playing Madden, and he threw a pass, and it came right to him, and it just bounced off the guy. He was like, "What the fuck?" And he just threw the controller at the wall.
Holy shit. See, you have like, a $60 goddamn
Madden,
controller.
You don't deserve to have it.
I don't. Sports games are shitty.
They FIFA. Had. They were.
FIFA.
No, 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 no. This. Was,
I hear that's the best sports game, but still.
The
FIFA all the way.
They had their prime with MLB Slugfest for the PS2.
I never played great, baseball. I always feel
great
like they're boring.
No, this baseball game was fucking awesome because you could just like run the bases and then like punch someone, like or they'll be standing on the base and just like fucking take out. It's fucking great. Awesome fucking game.
I don't really like.
It's bullshit.
You need a hockey game with like fight mini games.
The new one you can fight and it's like you actually have moves and like stops the game.
Yeah, you can like throw uppercuts and like straights and
no, like you can there's actually like you have to like time your moves and
mm-hmm.
You can block pretty and shit like that.
I think I love the fact that they fight in hockey. I just like that's such a fucking great part of hockey.
Hockey's such a crazy fucking sport.
Honestly.
Like,
you have to be, like, insane to freaking play hockey.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, oh, here's this tiny-ass goal, and here's, like, fucking 12 guys.
It's like
I don't know how many guys.
It's like in Blades of Glory when he almost gets cut in the fucking throat. That shit could happen any time during hockey.
It did happen last year.
I know, it's fucking... Like, did he die?
No, no, no. I thought I heard on the radio someone got their throat slit.
But, like, that...
They didn't die.
Like, I couldn't imagine that fucking shit happening. That would be bad. Like, you're fucking playing hockey, and then this guy, like,
dead?
This guy, like, trips the balls and, like,
ruins
his,
my evening.
Sticks his skate up there.
I fucking hate when I die.
Every time.
And then you have no teeth, and then just, like, cutthroat and no teeth.
Plus, everyone who plays hockey is a big-ass fucking
person. I don't think they have to be
big. Is he hockey
like, they're crazy.
They're big-ass, like, crazy fucking, like... Holy shit.
Okay,
you have to be really into
real talk,
like
okay.
Handling of like a giant fucking like.
All right, so, Stop what you're doing. You want to be football player or hockey player?
What position?
It doesn't. Football. Just answer the fucking question. Which one's the better one? What do you like more, hockey or football?
Football.
You're soccer. You're hockey. I'm baseball. Who's gonna win the fight?
I said basketball. I was gonna say basketball.
Okay, basketball.
Hockey.
Soccer. Would you say? It's between hockey and football. Like
no, it's not.
Really?
No. Yeah.
You think a fucking
rugby line? Players are.
Oh, we're not talking about.
No, I know, but I'm saying football players. Okay. No, like, football players.
Football players can fucking like yeah, like they a football player could like fucking like run somebody over, but they couldn't like fight.
Yeah,
I think like hockey players can fucking like.
Look at your linemen in football. They're not fast.
Yeah, but they can fucking they'll like. Like,
yeah, they can
they'll
tank
like
you,
slurp all
can
their fucking fat up and like put it into a punch or some shit.
No.
Yeah.
This isn't
that's,
fucking.
That's the football player Pokemon.
Yeah. LeBron would kill.
That's
all
that's the newest Pokemon. Running back fucking.
Nah.
I mean, I don't.
Running
honestly,
back short. That's the new Pokemon.
Team
that's
sports
how
is the last thing I can talk about.
Oh, yeah? What kind of sports
don't follow
do you like?
At all. I just follow mountain biking. I don't,
oh, that's right.
You I don't like team sports.
Biker. Well, see, do you like mountain biking? Like, how do you get into that? Like,
I have a teacher.
Dude, I actually went
math teacher that's like.
I went mountain biking like 3 years back, two years back to back in the summer, like week long trips in Michigan. It's fucking dope.
I feel
like mountain right now.
Like in Michigan?
Yeah. So like, yeah. So like fucking like, you know, cool shit though.
I feel like I'm too timid for that shit. Like I'll like.
Give me the thighs.
Dude, I was like, I still remember this one time when I was mountain biking and I was like, there was like this like big ass like open like, you know, it's like where cars can drive, you know, and like part of the trail like went through there. And then it like, you ride on, like, the road for a bit, like, the road, but it's, like, fucking dirt, you know? And then it comes off on the side, right? And then, like, that's the trail. But, like, when it comes off on the side, it's, like, this huge fucking, like, drop, and it's, like, this, like, huge, like, scary-ass thing, and it's, like, fucking, it's, like, rocky, like, but, like, little rocks. And so, like, super hard to, like, ride on, like, super hard to, like, control. And so, like, I was, like, sitting there with my friend, I was, like, dude, I'm just gonna, like, walk my bike down, I'm not gonna fucking make this. And he was, like, no, dude, you got it, you're good. And I was, like, I'm not fucking confident in this at all. He's like, dude, just fucking like, keep your head up, and, you know, just fucking go through. Don't pedal when you hit the rocks. I was like, all right. I go, like, don't pedal, and then just, boom, like, fucking, like, face, like, smack. And I was like, I get up, and I'm like, I fucking told you. Like, that's the first thing I did. Like, I my face was, like fucking, like, bruised and shit. And I was like,
God
damn it.
I guess there might be something to it. We have a green belt right by our house, and there's, like, a whole bunch of jumps in it. Like, that shit's fun.
Dog, wait, oh, my God. I tried jumps, like.
It's, like. Basically, like a little forest area, a green belt.
Dog, I try jumps. Like, jumps are fucking scary. He's like, oh my god, I haven't like wiped out on a jump, but then again, I haven't done like big jumps. I've just done like oh, here's a little like plank that's like up, cool. And, like, oh yeah. It's
fine. You guys want to have a conversation about condoms real fast?
No, I don't.
When okay, so we're gonna have it anyway. Condoms. So the reason, so my mind just fucking went to condoms.
Okay.
By these jumps, these people were having sex, and when I was younger,
you should have like, said that first.
Sorry, but no, when I was really young, like fifth, sixth grade, like I keep hearing this condom thing. I don't really understand it, but I understand that it blocks your cum from going into a girl. Right. That's all I really heard. But to me, I imagine this fucking, you know, like when they first made rocks, like you see cavemen making like circular boulders. I thought you just like wrapped it around your dick and it's like a big boulder that wraps around your dick and you just stick it through and so then it blocks everything from coming out. What the fuck was I thinking as a little kid? I don't know. Like, that was just like, who the fuck is telling me that? Like, that made me think that. But for the longest time until
a boulder, like a rock.
Yeah, no. But you get what I'm saying. Like a fucking ring, like a ring, pretty much. But I always think of that cartoon caveman that's like pushing a rock, like it's moving in circular motion, kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Physics.
Yeah. You see that dumbass caveman in every single fucking video, and he's always with the fucking rock that's circular and it rolls down a hill.
Right.
But yeah, that was like one of the weirdest, like, it's kind of, like, did you guys ever have that feeling, like when you don't know about something, but you, like, assume what it is, like, kind of with that condom?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you? Like,
not really.
No, you always knew.
No, I just didn't know and I didn't care. And then I knew. And
once
then,
you found out, oh, okay. I guess my mind just fucking loved to like imagine what it would be like.
They're like, oh, so you don't have to worry about it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of thought that because I was like, what would that makes no sense to me? Like condoms, and I was like, I guess when you pee and you hold your penis, it like doesn't come out. So that's why it would fucking work. Like I just didn't understand it. Growing and changing, I remember nothing from growing and changing in fifth grade.
What is that?
You like
sex ed class?
Sex ed class?
Never had it.
Really?
Never had it. No.
Like I guess I just like mentally blocked out. So when we were in fifth grade, I fucking asked this dumbass question. I was like,
it's already hilarious.
You ready for this? I'm gonna crack this you up, dude. Holy shit.
Okay, go.
All right. So, okay.
Cut.
Okay, here we go. So the teacher's like, ask me anything you want to know, and I raised my hand and I said, can you ever pee into someone's vagina? And so I know, but it was so weird to ask because he's like, he like got confused. He's like, he's like,
yes, but no.
Yeah, you can, I guess, but, and then he's like, you can't really, like, I was just so fucking confused. Like,
I think.
What am I going to tell this fifth grader?
No, okay, that, some, in, biology, we had, like, one day, and.
Cut that out. If you can hear that.
What? I didn't hear it.
Okay, good.
Oh, we're falling, no conversation, fucking farting, Alright, go ahead.
In action.
In bio, we had a, like, a sex day, I guess, where you wrote a question. And, yeah, there was one, it was, like, can you pee in a vagina? And she was, like, no, because when you're having sex, it, like, blocks the urethra or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a fucking clap. It's accepted. Like either sperm or pee comes out. It's like,
two time? Like, two-way thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It would be weird as fuck, I think, but.
You can't pee while you're falling.
What?
Yeah.
While you're what?
Like, I've jumped off cliffs and tried to pee while I was falling and
didn't What work. Cliffs do you have enough time to pull out your dick and pee?
No.
He's already naked when he's jumping off, dude, obviously.
Dude, no, like, when you're swimming in a lake.
Ah.
And I was like, I had to pee. And what does a little kid do? Oh, I wonder if you can pee when you're falling off a cliff.
So is that fact, think, or is that just, like, whatever you're talking about?
All right, so we were hiking in Alaska, right? Right, so we were hiking in Alaska, so I was like, damn, like, I want to, like, keep walking. Like, I don't want to stop, but I need to piss. And so, like,
you just turned your back and started pissing and walking backwards.
I kept, like, experimenting, like, trying to figure out, like, what would be the most mobile way to piss. And, like, I can't, like, start pissing while I'm walking. Like, so I have to, like, stop, start pissing, and then I can walk. And then, like, and then I'll be good. But I wonder if, like, that's the same thing for, like, jumping off a cliff or something. Like, you're, like,
no, I tried
like, you
it.
Start pissing and then you jump and you're like, all right, good.
I tried I'm it. No, I tried it before I started and you start and then when you jump, you stop.
I think it's because you tense up. You're like, oh, and shit, I'm falling.
Yeah, because that falling feeling is like, fuck, like, I should not be pissing right now. I have way better things to worry about. Like,
I don't know, man.
Can you come when you're fucking... Man, that would be fucking impressive. Just like, okay, I'm going, and then like jump off.
I'd be like, oh, I would be scary as fuck. Like, I could not like remember like, oh, I'm supposed to be wanking it right now. Like, and then by that time, it's already done. Like
how many people had sex skydiving? So that's falling off a really big.
Yeah,
cliff.
But yeah, but technically, like sex, like.
Yeah,
coming.
No, okay,
coming.
Yeah.
Maybe they had sex.
I don't know. I
like
know.
He's like, get down from the cum shop, baby. Like
it wouldn't be that good. Yeah. It'd be like, okay.
It's like, oh shit, the cum's still coming down. Or wait, no, because gravity works. Like it would still be there, be falling with you, right?
Well, I guess it
depends
would.
On air resistance.
Yeah, because you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you fall faster than this. It just like hits in the face.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you come and it's like, no, get back here. Like, you gotta shoot in this girl's face. Oh, shit. Fuck. Bad joke, I guess. Yeah.
And Conversation Nation, where we talk about coming on girls' faces.
While jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
These are the questions that matter.
I laugh my ass off at nothing.
We have one guy that just laughs hysterically. For he's no fucking crazy, dude.
No, oh, can you print my shit here?
Dude, I can't even get my fucking printer to work.
What if I get it to work?
You can't. Alright, yeah.
If I get it to work.
Yeah, I'm fucking having troubles with goddamn fucking printer. It's fucking... Yeah, that's what
10%, dude. 10%.
10%? What the fuck are you talking
about? Gotta be 10% smarter than the printer.
Dude, I'm not fucking... We've gotten to a point where computers are fucking smarter than us.
Hey.
Like, used to be, like, you plug in the number 1 and the number 0, and then you can make a pattern with it. Like,
you know what that's called?
Code?
Binary.
Binary. Binary, that's right. Binary code! That's right, I got it right. Half right. You got it half wrong. Boom.
You got it half wrong, okay.
How do you turn the shit on?
Oh, the fan?
Yeah.
You don't want to turn the fan on.
No. Yeah, that fan is, like, retarded.
Yeah, dude, this... Listen
to this. No, I can turn it on. Oh, your door's not open. Damn it. He's gonna fart into it. Oh, shit.
This thing's fucking powerful.
Oh!
God, now it's gone.
Well, that's fucking
what
awful.
Happened?
What happened to it?
Yeah, dude. I was, like, in your fucking face for that, too. I was like, oh, god damn it.
Full team.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, they want to leave. Conversation Nation is a podcast about random conversations we have.
Hey, we need to put something at the beginning where we're like, fucking review us and comment us and bullshit.
Ah, oh, damn it, you're right.
We did that last time, we need to do it this time.
If you made it to the end of the episodes, congratulations.
Which you probably didn't, because there's like one fucking person that listens to this, probably.
I dare challenge the man who can fucking last through this entire podcast. But, thanks for, we'd really like to see if anyone's actually listening to us, and including people that I make listen to this. Please go to the iTunes comments. And,
I just got that.
Yeah. And,
you don't fucking listen to this shit.
Yeah, like, it would be sad. Really sad if I had to start commenting on our own podcast. That'd be sad.
Anonymous?
Yeah, like,
this is awesome, guys.
This is the best podcast ever. Everybody, like, should listen to it.
5 fucking stars.
Like, Luke is the fucking
6
best
out of
world.
5 stars right now.
He's like, oh, and then it's like...
Yeah, Blaze Cooter just laughs like nothing.
He's hilarious. So,
like, more people should listen to this podcast. I love Luke. Hashtag awesome.
Hashtag awesome.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Please send your emails to conversationnationpodcast@gmail.com. And we're out.
Peace. Peace. Conversation Nation.